Blog Talk Radio.
Whoop whoop to all my motherfucking jungle listening right now. Jungle ride on green. Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies eating off your dick. We twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringing doggers where I go, was picking for the wickedness. I'm flipping bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies eating off your dick. Twisted into this sick motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Yo, motherfucker, going hard, crack shit, my shit's raw, no protection. This is KR, bitch, we be worldwide. We ain't going nowhere, so just enjoy the ride. The world's just laying there, boys, for the day.
Spitting off the wickedness, they keep it realistic. Living see this girl, I'm throwing fists, horror is losing it. I'm trying to spread the message to more. And it's fine, it's falling off the fucking rain. I get mad through rainstorms, flashing guns, and chopping something. Turn up, I'm reviewing nothing. Watch me fucking fuck on any type of fucking repercussions. Wickedness of witches, with the wicked shit. And getting wicked, wishes over wishes. How the fuck we be living? Yeah, it's obsolete, man. With the darkness flow, strictly spitting wicked shit from my jaws alone. Representing for myself, coming up real self. Fucking with me, it's bad for your health. You should already know that's my shit that you heard. You never fucking learned, it's a verbal fucking burn. I'm spitting wicked shit with a hint of black magic. Ride a fucking radio, yeah, what up, Havoc?
Havoc and Ghetto G, what a good mix.
What up, Havoc?
We always keep it real, y'all, folks, we faith in. We bringing that wicked shit to your ear holes. Chains on style, we consume it on them souls. I'm a cocky motherfucker, you can call me Kanye. Circle the ride of radio, you know where the talent stay. Always on the phone in the middle of the night. If you hatin' bitch, well, we can fucking fight. We drawin' no men with the legs in our picks.
Bringin' doggers where I go, spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies thinkin' off your dick. We twistin' in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit. Bringin' doggers where I go, spittin' for the wickedness. I'm living bitches' wigs when I'm kicking with the wicked shit. The wickedness of witches in the zombies thinkin' off your dick. Twistin' in statistic, motherfucker, now we spin the shit.
Spinning that shit that's harder than the devil. So turn the fuck in, bitch, get on our level.
Yo, what's good, motherfuckers? Welcome to Juggalo Rider Radio, where even the wicked keep it fresh. I'm your host, Tavik. Co-host Gil G will be joining us much later on. And tonight, we got some brand new music for your motherfuckers. See, we didn't even know about Mushroom Head putting out a new album. But now we do. We got the entire fucking album up on the soundboard. It's coming tomorrow night. Premiere of Portraits of a Villain. For my boy, Vet. I guess since we gotta wait till, since I'm waiting till Gil G to get here, so we go to a different track. So I say, suck for the Grotters. Murder follows me.
When I sit back, think to myself, how motherfuckers fucked up the world has become. It seemed like violence is the only thing us motherfuckers know nowadays. Every time I turn around, everywhere I look, it's another motherfucker killing another motherfucker. And that's some motherfucking fucked up shit, motherfucker. Murder follows me everywhere I go.
Just the other day, somebody shot their school up. At least that's what I've been hearing every time I turn the news up. My mama said that there'd be shit like this. I never seen it coming, hit on my blunt, no reminiscing. Now I ask myself, is there a way to make it stop? A way to make the gas not pop? And is it possible for me to live the way I need to live? For me to get what I need to get and give all that I need to give? My situation's getting major by the second. That fool that shot his whole school up just turned 11. It ain't nobody even thinking about it. And for that I hope that every time you sleep you have a dream about it. Up in my hood it's like a war zone. If somebody got a problem with somebody they don't last long. I see y'all dying every goddamn day. The worst thing about it I don't think it's shit I can say. So
day of my life is like Ultraman needs the sun. I need to be killing someone. I won't go 2 days without feeling some graves. Drag him in the sewers, my underground cave. I kill a bitch and then hide in my trunk. Except if they come and find me, I won't cry like a punk. I just look into the camera saying, mama, I'm sorry.
murder one, murder two, can't hide it. Everywhere I go, somebody try to take me. Biscuit out my pocket, then I cock it, make them history. Then here I go with the third body today. This habit of killing motherfuckers won't go away. I leave trails every time I walk down the street. Bystanders, thugs and dealers stretched out bloody. Leave no traces, even if I did, the cost is paid off. Ain't trying to see incarceration makes you soft. 16 in the clip, one in the chamber, jello. Maybe it's all in my brain, but it seems that murder follows.
Shit is crazy in the ghetto every motherfucking day. Yeah. A nigga on parole, now I gotta find a way to get back on my feet. Gotta call Lil Shank up, walking to the crib, so a nigga get soaked up. Blood rushed out as the nigga started coughing. Ain't shit a nigga could do, I kept walking. Got to the crib. I put the call in, the homie told me meet me at 9, we get the ball in. Put my trunks on, headed back on the block. Got to the corner, see another sucker get shot. Look like he caught the heat from an AK. Semi-auto, ain't no escape with bullet spray. That young brother took like 6 in the chest. One straight shot, laid a little kid to rest. And the little girl got to be about 10. Someone gotta tell them I should never be a again.
Where we go, from the suburbs to the hoods of the ghetto, where the little niggas grow. I used to be a little nigga myself and learn quick to mind my business and stay focused on my motherfucking wealth. All I had was my dogs and my mom kept it tight. Told me, say, make mama proud and do something with your life. Don't waste your time trying to be another useless thug or locked up like your cousin trying to sell some drugs. You're the only one left in this family tree. Another year passed, now my mama 53, and ain't a damn thing changed in my life at all. Sticking niggas for their paper, make my bank account tall. And perhaps a motherfucker catch a slug in his chest. He not a trooper, if he was, he would've had a fucking vest. I ain't got time to consider the right things to do. Besides the right things to do, don't always paper bills.
Hell dwells in darkness, 100 maniacs laugh at remains of a shredded carcass. The bizarreness gets far worse. A baby was conceived by forceful rape under the floors of a church. Who knows what lurks behind these stone walls? The devil, there's a prison for the fucking lost souls of murderous rapists, liars, the cheats and pedophiles. Of torture through the night, pierce the meat with barbed wire. An underground society bred for the demonic to possess. A child called it blasphemy has risen from these depths. And his presence was so shocked, the world is from where he was kept. Secret manuscripts read, able to talk to the dead. No brothers from fable could ever fuck with this. The epitome of evil, lust and hate and greed and envy and such. Bathe in the blood of one virgin at the end of each month. Be prepared for the hunt, it's red rum.
Red rum,
I shall not speak,
not even hear a word.
Thou shalt not see
the terror brought upon this earth. Black magic, pagan spells, and poltergeist. A little finger blade is what's brought into a gunfight.
Thou shalt not speak,
not even hear a word.
Thou shalt not see
the terror brought upon this earth. Satan's blood, a puzzle box into butch. A nice red rum spills murder, and it's going down tonight. The wickedest evil thoughts in my dreams are red rum. Able to seep in and out of your sleep is too fun. As the bloody of the family sheets swallow your tongue. If I even hear you scream, motherfucker, give me that pink sponge. Shaving off them taste buds with a steak knife. Pitch black, you face a mirror. Now repeat this name 3 times.
Creme de la creme, creme de la creme, creme de la creme.
You feeling a nervous itch? I ain't Candyman, bitch. No African killer bees swarming on my rib cage. More like Jack the Ripper when I'm hacking up your arteries. Not a single part of me showing any love. Take a sickle blade, pierce the belly button, yank it up. Watch the whites of your eyes turn to blood red suns. And your pupils dilate to the point where the fucking is none. Staring down my victim in they 16-inch gash. I rifle through their pockets for any loose cash.
Thou shalt not speak,
not even hear a word.
Thou shalt not see
the terror brought upon this earth. Black magic, pagan spells, and poltergeist. A little finger blade is what's brought into a gunfight.
Thou shalt not speak,
not even hear a word.
thou shalt not see.
The terror brought upon this earth, Satan's blood, a puzzle box into butch, a nice red rum spills murder. And it's going down tonight. I can be outside your front door, but when your dreams, drifting through EVPs is how the bastard sun creeps. Hear a creak in the hallway, now the lights go out. Pick up the phone in panic, gets a tongue in your mouth, screaming. You toss the phone against the wall. Our Father, thou art in heaven, your very last call. As the cold touch of steel makes you shiver, then depletes about 4 pints of blood from where your kidneys used to be. I get so high from that look on your face. Why me? I'm so young, am I dying? And is this blood that I taste? Your realizations like clay and water become concrete. This maniac from your dreams is manifested through these beats. Hear your heart skip tracks when I'm bumping down your street. Fuck your moms and dads, I'm cutting a whole family tree. Playing skin the cat with a babysitter from down the block. Shut the lights off, it's time for nightfall.
Thou shalt not speak,
not even hear a word.
Thou shalt not see.
The terror brought upon this earth, black magic, pagan spells and poltergeist. A little finger blade is what's brought into a gunfight.
Thou shalt not speak,
not even hear a word.
Thou shalt not see.
The terror brought upon this earth, Satan's blood, a puzzle box into butch, a nice red rum spills murder. And it's going down tonight.
Fuck yeah, man.
I think I need a drink for this,
man.
That's right.
Whoa. You crazy, not me, but I am psychologically motivated by the mockery to make my neurotology. Hey, you can hate the fuck out of me. You probably the biggest hypocrite. Messy, sloppy, all holier than thou. Sacrificial cow. Hey, you can get it and get it now. This is about, this my style. Judge me and get a mistrial. Hey, all my hell raisers on up off this shit now. Now what you telling me? I think it's envy, jealousy, like what I'm doing with a felony. Check out my melody and kill yourself, cause I rock it deadly. Stop you dead in your tracks when you step to me, you ain't ready. You wanna be disciple, now you wanna quote the Bible. You're saying 100, but this dunk of free is survival. So I'm in this bitch, committing to my wicked shit. Can't stop, please, if you tryna hit me with your brain.
Now what you say?
Wait. How the fuck I'm supposed to listen to somebody who knows nothing about nothing? No way. Hell no. Fuck that. Where's my drink?
We'll be right back. help me keep the faith. Realness.
If I ask for God's bad, you're deprived of me. They never lied to me when the big cab of me. Things around me telling me how lies should be. Make my fantasy reality. If I ask for God's bad, you're deprived of me. They never lied to me when the big cab of me. Things around me telling me how lies should be. Make my fantasy reality. I'm more than keep that one love, baby. Don't mean to take it out of me, but this world got me crazy. No, please don't hate me, cause I don't make you wife for your my lady. Lord, don't let her play, man. I'm confused, so I'm fused up my mind. Where the hell? High in myself. Simple out the hell, and only when I see you it gets simple. Hit me with the baby lotion fingertips. Never thought my mental to heaven send you to save me from the shade. Then I'll be seeing you later. Looking up in the sky, getting twisted. Make it happen, don't just wish it. It's what you wish me, be ambitious. Or be a statistic. They didn't try and just miss it. I grab my lips, I kiss it. My life, I got to risk it. She made my soul rise and shine. If I ever die, man, you don't cry for me. They never lied to me when the band jammed with me. Think around and be telling me how lies should be. Make my fantasy reality. If I ever die, man, you don't cry for me. They never lied to me when the band jammed. Reality. It's strictly love here, with double dub is all dear. With a little fuck here, fuck here, not clear. But it's more than that here, than the fat gear, than the fat rear. I'm all in mad years, mad years. We've been through it all. Now she gives me the wake up for the year four. Nothing to lose but this misery. Given to me by heredity. She's understanding me, trying to bring back the man in me. On the edge of insanity, bring me back to reality. Think about your mom and your sister. The struggle shit, if you want, I'll bear you a giggle looking at that. That's why I cry for you, die for you. Never had a reason to even lie to you. As we talk this, for my fam in the darkness. For me, cry, misery, yo, I'm about to start this. If I ever die, bad, you don't cry for me. You never lied to me, want to bear child for me. Take the rounds at me, telling me how life should be. Make my fantasy reality. If I ever die, bad, you don't cry for me. You never lied to me, want to bear child for me.
Nooks. You know what? I ain't waiting any longer. I should be this shit on the way and started.
So, here we go. Track number 3
off of The Righteous and the Butterfly from Mushroomhead. Our apologies.
Pluton. Pluton, fire up the Cosmobile. I think it's a recess.
Why generate all everything's one?
Number two, how many times?
We'll be right back.
Fire. Up next, this is track number 3, Devils Be Damned.
God bless your soul.
From Mushroom Head soon. I'm kind of waiting to get serious so we get to, you know, take a listen to this shit. It's actually, you know, it's actually a pretty dope album, and I'm actually fucking loving it. Now, I said we go to motherfucking Mudvayne. Do what you do.
Now I'm stuck in between no rock and nowhere. With that tired of this shit. Fuck shit, man. Fuck. Fucking tank is on fucking empty again. Fuck.
You got no fucking CD player. Fuck on the radio.
Threat me with a curtain.
You got a murderous rage in you, and I like it. Oh, it's life. It's life boiling up inside of you. It's good.
I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. And I'ma kill you like a motherfucking murderer. Throw your body in the lake like nobody ever heard of ya. Need the stakes, maybe change my name to Tox. Only shoes you'll be wearing is a cement blocks. No Nike skate shoes, every day you lose. Hanging by a noose, see ya on the evening news. Maybe 11, another victim by Kevin. They found two shoes, only one size 7. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. Cause I was all 7, now I'm all 6. Toxic mosh pit with the wicked shit. Like a murderer, I'ma slaughter. And that's for everyone that needs to work harder. And if you kill me, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking drill you. Like a hole in the wall that need a patch. I'ma throw shit at you so you need to learn to catch. 9 to get 9 to get 9 to your dome, ho. What you gonna do, bitch? Not shit, cause I'm coming for your face with a 10-pound wrench. Cause I'm a murderer, and I'ma kill you. You better hope the TOX really feel you. Unless you wanna be one of them underneath the ones with the missing patch of hair and teeth. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. Like a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. I'm a murderer, so I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. I'm a murderer, so I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. I'm a murderer, so I'ma kill you. I'ma kill you, I'ma kill you. I'm a murderer, I'ma fucking kill you.
And we are back. Give me one fucking minute. Cause I just grabbed up a new promo that I guess Ghetto made. I didn't even realize he made it. And we're gonna use it. Maybe, just maybe, it might bring some people in. Or piss people off. Or both. I see now fucking Angel don't want to fucking show up on here. I'll be there. Yeah. I'm sure you will. So, what I'm going to do, and I'm posting this shit up on here, while I do that, let's go to track. I say Moonshine Bandits, My Super Goggles.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle? Oh, this was a room for the twos, now they all look like supermodels. Oh, little mama over there, brown hair when I walk in, I
off the ground. DJ, spin that record now. Rangers, bring me one more round. Take it for me, take it for the team. 48, she looks 18. Her body gyrates, create a scene. Or I might just be seeing things. But I don't know what I don't mean. Goggles are confusing me. Models are seducing me. Fuck yeah, now you're losing me.
She might be a seven. I don't know, but I feel like I'm begging. If she wanna go, then I know it's destined. If she wanna roll, then we roll to the west. And I woke up in the morning and I learned my lesson. Take a mice to kryptonite. Let my bottle hypnotize. I'm so Jimmy, super fly. Super goggle, super light.
What you do, bartender? What you do to my bottle?
And we got 419. Leanne, what's going on?
Not much. What are y'all guys up to?
Shit, waiting for Ghetto and waiting for Angel to fucking tune the fuck in.
I'm guessing he's lagging behind.
Yeah, I mean, let's see. I ask him, you going to be on time for a full show and Angel responds, I be there. Motherfuckers are almost an hour late.
Well, not usually. He says he doesn't call until about 12:30.
Yeah, but you know, he also usually shows up into the room itself.
Ah, all right.
So it's just been me, myself, and I. By myself.
Oh, it's just me and you on?
Yeah, I'm waiting for Ghetto G to show up, so that way he can get a listen to the brand new Mushroom Head I put up on the soundboard.
I've had an eventful few days, Havoc.
Why is that?
Had a Lo come and stay with us because he said that he was going to be homeless and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, got to look out for fam, even if, you know, you got to try and help fam. You know, fam's fam. You know, there's not many of us out there that is good, loyal fam anymore. So try to watch for fam's back. And he literally went psycho. Like, he tried to hit me twice, and I'm pregnant. And because he lives here, he had his stuff here, whatever, I guess they could file domestic violence charges, and it was a felony because I was pregnant. But he also, like, cut his legs from, like, the top of his leg down to his kneecap, like, deep gashes, and was like, this is what you do to me, yada, 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 like, trying to make it me feel bad, like it was my fault, and guilt trip, and then showed that shit to me, like, I don't know, it just traumatized me a little bit to have to see something like that. And then we're getting, like, ever since we posted about this, like, we're getting people who are saying that he's been accused of attempted messing with little girls. He's supposed to be on meds, and he's not on meds. He's into incest and bestiality and all kinds of things that he's talking to all these different girls that are all, like, around 3 months pregnant, which is the time that I'm, about the time that I'm pregnant. And just all this crazy shit, like, that he's turning out to be this crazy psycho, and I'm like, really, this is what you get for helping fam these days?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, and there's 3 kids in the house with us, and when he went in the bathroom and, like, cut his legs to hell and back, he left, like, the blood everywhere, and my 3-year-old niece found the blood in the bathroom and, like, screamed and hollered for 20 minutes.
Damn. Yeah,
yeah, just letting you know now, like, he goes by Cujo, the big dog. I guess he used to call in every once in a while. And his name is Joshua Wells. Just throwing that out there so anybody listening will, you know to stay away from him because he's off of his rocker right now. He's in jail for domestic violence.
Is he from Tennessee?
Yeah. Tennessee, Michigan, and Kentucky.
Yeah, he's only called in once, and that was with fucking psycho bitch that he, this fucking chick that, you know, that he called in once. So, yeah, he's not a regular caller, but, yeah, he's just retarded.
Yeah, he tries to say that he's a low and all this other crap. And that he was in the Army, but he didn't even know, like, what his specialty was in the Army or his job. I mean, like, somebody asked him what his job was, pretty much. And he's, like, private first class. And I was like, that's your rank. Like, I mean, it's just crazy, like, all the lies that we found out, like, about him just in, like, a few minutes, like, all these women are hitting up this page and commenting, and, like, he's threatened to hit, like, curb stomp this one pregnant girl because she wouldn't send him nude pictures. He was talking to this one chick and was going to go to Canada or whatever, and she sent him the money or something, I guess, and then he spent it instead of going, and then I don't know, it's just been a whole bunch of crazy stuff, and I'm sitting there like, oh my God, like, really, this is what you get for helping people? Like, seriously?
Yeah, I don't really think he was homeless, especially, like, you know, he was dating this one chick up in Illinois, you know, that's the chick that, you know, we refer to her as a psycho bitch because she's just fucking retarded. It's point.
Wow.
So yeah, I mean, we assume there's bound to be some kind of fucking retort since he's hanging out with her, and dating her.
Yeah, I don't know. It was just crazy. Like, and he's lucky with me being the way I am and having the temper that I have. But I didn't hit his ass back because I've got, like, background in fighting. Like, I know MMA and karate and shit, and, like, I don't take lightly the people trying to swing on me. And
yeah.
I didn't hit him back, and that's, like, the police officer's like, well, because you didn't hit him back, that's what saved you is, you know, you could have been going to jail, too, and that's not something you need when you're pregnant. And he's like, you know, because he resides here and his stuff is here and he's been here for a set amount of time, it's domestic violence. So he's in jail right now. I don't know when he's going to get out, but knowing him with being psycho or some shit, he's going to try something stupid.
Well, if his stuff's still there, I mean, since he's in jail, I'd say just get rid of his shit.
Well, the cop told us that we can't do that. We have to hold it for 30 days, and if he doesn't come and get it, then we can get rid of it.
I call bullshit on that one. It's your home, not his. Let's see, he's the one.
We let him reside here, and we even have to go evict him out, like, formally evict him out by the courthouse, even though he never pay rent or anything.
Well, then that could definitely get him evicted right there. Just tell him that, you know, they don't pay rent. He's abusive. He's stupid.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that sound? What the fuck is that sound?
I don't know.
I don't know if that's a cat. Oh, a little kid screaming in the background where you at.
Huh?
I don't know, like that, like, I heard like a, I don't know, something, I think it was like a cat or a fucking...
Oh, the kids are watching The Little Mermaid too. That's
what
they
said, a fucking little cat. What the fuck?
No, it's The Little Mermaid too.
Angel, what's going on? You late bastard.
Fuck you too.
I get on the radio station and all of a sudden Angel shows up.
Yeah, your own personal stalker.
It could be worse. I could have crazier people stalking me.
Hey, I'm innocent. I'm innocent.
Innocent until proven guilty, Angel. We all know you're not innocent, hon.
Why? Because I got cake.
Dude, you freaking
Wait.
Torture me with them cake pictures, dude. And that's not fair because I'm pregnant. You shouldn't be doing that shit. Just saying.
You know, for a bit, I could have sworn he said why, because he's gay?
That's funny.
Well, I mean, you know, it's not like cake. It's like it sounds like you said gay, not cake.
Right now I'm spitting on some rice and octopus. Fuck.
And notice how he's not defending himself. He's just kind of like, yep.
they bash me 24/7. I don't look at this like, what's the point?
Are you trying to tell us that you are gay? Since you're not, you know, defending it?
No! I'm not fucking gay! If I was gay, I'd be like, hey, oh...
I know, you do that pretty well, Angel. It's a little creepy, dude. I hope you're not a fudge packer, just saying.
I ain't creepy like that, fuck that.
I don't know, you just might be.
Hell, I ain't that type of person, fuck that. I don't know, I'm not.
Angel, have you ever played pool in a gay bar?
Fuck no.
He got a
kick out of that one.
Sure he did. And more likely, he got a hole in one.
Oh, my dad. What the fuck?
He sunk that eight ball, huh?
Shit, I'll put up with it. I swear.
Oh, my God. Don't scratch.
Man, he scratches either way.
Yeah, my homegirl Dallas is like, he's only gay if he's a receiver.
And he's...
What the fuck?
He probably is a receiver.
Yeah, Angel's mighty pretty to be, you know, I don't know, he's kind of a pretty boy. He'd have to be the receiver.
The shit I put up with on Juggalo Rider Radio, I fucking swear. The shit I put up with.
Big Bubba becoming visiting Angel.
Somebody called a fucking beaver. Fuck that.
A beaver? You want a fucking beaver?
Just a fucking beaver.
Why the fuck would you want Justin Bieber to come to your rescue, really?
No.
Big Bubba's attacking you.
Seriously. Shut up, put up. Give me a fucking break.
I don't know. You never know. They might like them Puerto Rican boys, Angel. I'm just saying. He'll be like, ooh, she's saying this to me, Poppy.
That shit is just fucking old.
I can hear Big Bubba now. I'll be like, say I Poppy Chulo, sexy.
I'm trying to eat my food right now. I cannot fucking laughing right now. I'm trying to eat some food. Give me a break.
See, he's admitting that he's choking on it. I mean, come on now.
Yeah,
I'm eating an octopus right now. Sheesh.
So in other words, you're eating tail.
See, he likes that squid.
Really? Really? Yeah, really?
Jumping on the bed. Did you see that? Look at
him. Yes, Kurt Angle.
He likes them tentacles.
Oh, my bad.
What the fuck?
But where the fuck is Ghetto at?
Being Ghetto, what else?
I mean, you know, I told him, you know, I put the brand new fucking mushroom head to the soundboard, and I figured, you know, he'd be here early to want to actually hear it.
You want to have me showing? He'd be showing up at 11:30.
11:30? Motherfucker, it's 12:08.
12:30, you know what I mean.
He's walking away.
Oh, yeah, by the way, Liam,
hey,
did you know that Angel can sell TV?
Hold on. Are
you seriously going to bring that? You really going to bring that cup up, really?
Hell yeah, I am.
Did y'all hear that?
Wait, what do we hear?
Hold on. Come here, Kira.
Run away, whatever the hell your name is.
Hold on. Oh, do it now.
Well, that time I heard it.
That's my 3-year-old niece. She's a little lit. And a night owl at that.
And more or less, even she could probably sell TV, unlike Angel. Man, I would make a good fucking sniper.
What, you playing Call of Duty?
Hell no, I'm fucking Prototype.
Oh.
I'm on like the fucking roof of the one of the buildings here, fucking just taking out fucking people up the right.
Yeah.
I miss Call of Duty for real though.
I don't.
I'm ready for the new Naruto game to come out on some Dragon Ball Z.
I see it. No, she's not holding still long enough for me to see. Hold on.
Okay.
What is wrong with you, Pink?
Oh, Angel? I don't think anybody knows what's wrong with him.
No, my black kitty cat, Binks.
You mean the kitten?
Angel, you made me jealous. I have a black kitty cat.
Hey, so you're white with a black pussy?
No. it's the kind of cat that goes meow.
No, no, they go, hey, hey, hey.
The fuck? What kind of person, what kind of person do you know that goes, hey?
What kind of women have you been with? Because last time I checked, you moan and groan. You don't go, hey, hey.
I'm talking about the cat. You haven't seen the cat video on Facebook yet? The one that goes like, hey.
No.
Don't mind me. I'm just busy eating right here. So, yeah.
Don't you make a mess with that, Kira Rain.
Yeah, make a mess.
No, it's melted ice cream, and it's raspberry cheesecake on white carpet.
It's even better.
No, it's
tell
not.
Tell me about it. You're eating better than me.
I know it's ice cream soup. It's melted.
Ice cream soup, huh? That's a new kind of soup.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's the best kind of soup, actually.
I don't think I've had that kind before. And because of the fact that I have ice cream, I don't give it a chance to melt.
Oh. But anyway, Angel about flipped out earlier when he found out that dude almost, like, swung on me twice. He's like, that I don't play with. You don't hit a female.
Yeah, like I told Angel. We have to know who the guy is. Because of the fact, you know, he's called in before.
Yeah. You just would never think that Sam would... What, baby? No, eat your ice cream soup. You're not getting mine.
Yeah.
Although mine's kind of like frozen.
Oh, I hope it's frozen with ice cream.
I know, but it's like, I don't know, hard to explain.
I mean, if it wasn't frozen, you might want to start worrying there.
Hers isn't, oh, isn't frozen. Hers is soup.
Well, I don't know, put yours in the microwave. And then there you go. You have some ice cream soup right there.
Ice cream soup. Might as well put some milk on that bitch. It's about the exact same thing. Give it some flavor.
Well. Hey, shit, man. These motherfuckers don't stand a chance against me in this game ever. You know what? Fuck it. We're waiting for Ghetto G. I'm gonna play another track off this fucking Mushroom Man TV right now.
Like, what the fuck were we listening to when I first called in?
And one, yeah, I think. Okay, yeah, we played. That would be Moonshine Bandit Super Goggles.
Mm.
Even though Ghetto G spelled it completely wrong up on the soundboard. He put Super Google.
But then I'm
like,
showing around 12:30. Usually. Or after.
Yeah, when he calls in, I'm gonna ask him why the hell he misspelled goggles for.
Here. Hold on, Beans. There.
Beans.
No.
Wait, she said bean, right?
No, I said binks.
That's what it sounds like. It said bean.
No, binks, like Zachariah Binks off of
Oh, you mean George or Binks?
Jaja Binks?
No. Like Zachariah Binks off of Hocus Pocus.
Oh, now I remember. Gotcha.
Yeah, don't confuse me.
Why is that?
I say like Jugger.
Is it?
What the fuck was that sound that you were making?
That was here.
Again, what the fuck was that sound she was making?
She's talking.
Okay, first she sounds like a damn cat. Now she's talking.
Yep.
Yeah, but anyways.
No havoc, but that stuff that you told me about in my inbox, that was, that's local, though. That shit's just fucking crazy.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, I didn't realize it was him until, you know, she mentioned the name Cujo. That's the name of the dude that called in. And then, you know, asked from Tennessee, same dude.
Yeah, his name, his low name is Cujo. His real name is Joshua Wells.
You can't even call him a low. He's not even a fucking juggalo. Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
Tell me about it.
That's what we're saying. Fake ass fam, for real.
That's a fucking juggahoe.
Yep.
I think I might get my force on his ass. My crew.
Man.
The bad thing is he's going to be stuck in Ohio with nowhere to go. Unless he came all the way up here from Kentucky.
No,
we can't go. No, Angel, what you should do is just send fucking Hybrid up there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking, I think I'm sending even Trollbees after his ass.
Somebody needs to teach him a little lesson for getting off on little girls and shit.
Man, he's probably related to fucking Red Mist. Chris Penguin.
And then my 3-year-old niece finding all of his blood and shit in the bathroom, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, I guess it was.
I talked to Primus after he's getting back to Chicago. Let me see what I can do. Hell, I'm not busy myself.
Man, he's still in fucking Chicago.
He's moving right now. He's moving. He's still traveling.
How long did it take to move from fucking where the fuck he was to Chicago?
Vegas to Chicago. He's stopping along the way to meet different family.
Have cats here.
Okay.
You know, spread the word of the JFC, yada yada yada.
Damn
yeah.
It!
You know,
spread the word about the JR. Bring motherfuckers in here.
Yeah, whenever y'all can, spread the word. You know, help other people be safe. I mean, I'm pretty sure there's other single mamalettes out there that have babies that he can prey on. I mean. Just in the time that I was talking to him, he left his Facebook logged on my phone. And after he went to jail, he was literally talking to, like, 10 women who were all 3 months pregnant. I mean, if this could happen to me, I mean, can you imagine what he would actually do to one of them if they let him, like, put their hands on him or they didn't have nobody around? Like, I had 2 witnesses here. I had Dallas and Rob, you know, and if it wasn't for them being here, there's no telling what he might have tried.
That's true. Like I said, that ain't no juggalo. That's a fucking juggaho.
Yeah. You just want to keep our let safe. I mean, there's so many bad guys out there. And, I mean, juggalos want to know why women are all the let, you know, are fucked up and shit. Like, really? Look at how this shit happens. Like, somebody's claiming to be low, and then they fuck over lets and, You know, it's like, really, like, and you expect us to keep our sanity and be good girls when you're fucking treating us like this, really?
Oh, there. First of all, there's no such thing as a sane juggalette or sane juggalo.
Well, as sane and normal as you could possibly be under the circumstances, you know what I meant.
I mean, for fuck's sake, the fucking angel, he's out of his goddamn mind. He's beans erased every single fucking day of his life.
What's up with that? Hey, fucking damn, Boricua.
It doesn't help that Angel's my stalker.
Yeah, that too. See that? He's dying already.
No. I choked. Damn.
He's choking on a tentacle.
No, I'm not. I said that the fuck are you eating? I'll be right back. I need some fucking water before I fucking joke on the reel.
See, he's even got to get water to wash the shit down.
Yeah.
Angel, quit being a pussy and line and take the taste, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm just fucking with you. Don't get all butt hurt. Oh, wait a minute. Too late for that.
Yeah, for him, that's definitely too late. Yeah. Damn it, ghetto G. Yo, it's a motherfucker. It's no surprise that he's late. He's always late. Well, I should know him. Last night he was actually here pretty early. Shockingly enough.
Cool, man.
Man, you were barely even here. I'm talking about ghetto G.
Well, I'm surprised you even showed up early, though. But then again, yesterday was my show.
You know what? I got a song for everybody. This is definitely one of the best songs on the soundboard. Even Angel loves it so damn much.
But my
there we go,
phone is fixing it. Hey, guys, my phone's beeping in my ear. It's fixing to die. I'll call him and talk to y'all tomorrow, and I may actually get my homegirl, Dallas, who's also a lit, to talk a little bit with y'all, too.
Sounds good.
It's all good. All
right. Y'all stay wicked and keep it real.
Hey, yo, you stay safe.
All right. Angel, you know me. I've got that red-headed temper. Ain't shit fixing to happen.
Time for goodbye, but stay safe, though. Take care.
All right. Bye, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Well, they're going to be playing that track for her called Make Poop. But I guess we'll go with Malachi Macabre instead. I say we go with Full of Holes, because that's what that fucking dumb faggot Cujo should be full of right now.
Let the land flicker again. Your brain's a hurricane. I mean, it's going with the yeah, I'm living in sin. I murder men. 50 cents a many men. It's murder, but no INC. Just me and the Glock 40 with a red light beam. Your wife might scream, but I cut her to mincemeat with a knife that gleam. It's a bloody scene, but why you so serious? This ain't no joke. You can go up and smoke Paul Walker fast and furious. I'm on that morbid shit. Horror kid, monster too fast. It's getting gory again. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. Y'all dudes is a joke. CK boss, let your throat. Blood gurgling as you choke. Eat shit, fuckers, and you can die real slow. I'm vindictive, don't y'all know? The fact that stay in the gutter by the side of the road with holes in your dome. Black hoodie, black gloves inside of your homes. Fuck ADD, they can't stop me. Switch you like an autopsy. Why you sit from your chest to your dick in your insides? They sold on the black market. Genetic repo, you the target. Why start it if you can't back it? I'm quick to slash it. Boy, his attack is slowly stalking my prey. Wait for these bitches to trip while they walking away. Religiously, I sharpen the blade. I put slugs in the clip when it's time to play. Stash the bodies in the woods, let the animals drag them away. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke. They don't really want it, bro. I'm a blowin' full of hoes. Leave them all choking in the gun smoke.
And we're back. Let's see. Man, where the fuck that strike team at? I want to take them down. Man, oh well, fuck it. But yeah, man, that's just crazy shit, though.
My fault, I was doing something.
Yeah, no, man, that's just crazy shit, though, that knowing that that's the same dude.
That, no shit.
Like, damn.
The same son of a bitch that called in with fucking the psychotic chronic bitch. And that's some shit.
Yeah, man, fucking nuts. He's going around trying to claim to be a juggalo. Faggot.
He's lucky I don't got a fucking vehicle right now. I'll go beat his ass. He's lucky.
And I'm pretty sure he's getting his ass kicked in jail.
Oh, shit.
My bad, man.
It's all good, it's all good. You're tired. I don't blame you.
Fucking long-ass day at work. And then put this way,
yeah.
I fucking hate it when motherfuckers come in, like, off, as if, I mean, I don't mind it when it's busy sometimes, but, like, you know, like, when it gets, like, super busy, especially, you know, right when we're trying to, you know, close, like, you know, those motherfuckers that get in, like, fucking last-minute shoppers, and they're the ones that always fucking get, not, you know, buy at least fucking 2-3 fucking carts full of shit.
That's why they should go to a 24-hour store. What's the fucking logic? Well, no, 24-hour.
Man, there are no 24-hour stores here.
That's lame.
Well, not in Danbury. Not in Danbury, anyways. I mean, there are probably a few somewhere around here. But as far as, like I said, Danbury itself, none that I'm aware of. I mean, it's probably like a 7-Eleven. Or something they can probably go to.
7-Eleven. You can barely buy shit. You gotta go to fucking Walmart and places like that.
Well, we have a Walmart.
I go to the fucking Sam's Club. But that ain't open 24 hours.
A what?
A Sam's Club.
But isn't Sam's Club and Walmart practically the same thing?
Yeah, they practically own them. Saying this, the same thing with fucking Kmart. Same person owns Kmart.
Yeah, see? I mean, we ain't gonna get a fucking Kmart around here anymore.
What, they closed it down? Out of business?
Yeah.
Ran out of business? That fucking stuff, that's pathetic.
Yeah,
you got a Best Buy down there, though?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. So you can get your wicked shit from it if you wanted to.
Got a Best Buy, we got a Target, Walmart.
Target's too damn expensive. I barely go to Target.
Let's see what else we got. Oh, my bad. Man, I'm a dumbass for fucking running out without my fucking disguise on. Yeah,
you're twisting a new track yet?
They have a new track out?
Yeah, they got a new track out. And they're under a new record label, too.
What label they with?
Magic Ninja Records?
Did you say Magic Nigger? Yeah. Did you say Magic Ninja Records?
Magic Ninja Records.
Man, that's probably like their label then.
Well, yeah, supposedly they're gonna sign Blaze to it, supposedly.
That's probably why I could have found out if I was spelling Magic wrong.
I'm ready for the new shit. Hoodoo and ABK be coming with. I'm ready for that shit, though.
Yeah. Well, this explains why I couldn't find it, man. You can say Magic Ninja Records. It's Magic Ninja Entertainment.
Oh, Entertainment. I thought it was Records. My fault. I was close enough. Minus the end. I was close enough. Damn. My fault.
Let's see. What was this? Yeah, that's what's going to enlarge the picture. Motherfucker, it makes the words even smaller. Let's see.
Shoot, what would be crazy? Switchback signs back Esham. Hell.
That would be interesting.
Or get some fucking what? Signs Liquid Assassin.
Liquid Assassin would be a good person for there. As long as they don't sign Hobson.
Yeah, put Aquilio up in that bitch still, fuck.
Who?
Aquilio.
Yeah. Yeah, it could probably work out there.
I'm thinking, who else will be? Who do you, okay, you big and you know a lot of independent records. Who do you think will be good? That ain't signed. They're independent.
Man, I think Scum would be good for that. But it would be good for the label.
For Winnie Payton up in that bitch too. Fuck.
Or even my boy. Sick.
Or
go
else will be good.
I think my boy Vex would be good for that fucking label.
Yeah, put Demise up in that bitch. Demise.
Just keep the Joker and fucking opting out because they don't belong. They don't belong anywhere. They will suck.
I'm surprised the Joker gave a shot of the fucking Twisted though. I was shocked about that.
Wait, what happened?
The Joker gave a shout out to fucking Twisted.
Yeah, he's dissing on Juggalos. So I don't know how that works.
I'm surprised G hasn't signed to a record label yet. I'm surprised he likes to be independent. G.
He doesn't really want to be a part of a label. I mean,
well, I know the rap scene gets pretty hard. I know that for a fact. But then again, I'm friends with a lot of underground rappers. I know that shit be getting hard.
Yeah, it does.
Especially if you just started in the game.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely does get hard for a lot of people. Man, speaking of G, where the fuck is he at? I mean, you know, he's not usually this late.
Yeah,
well,
usually. Hold on, let's see what... Hold up.
I guess in the meantime, I'll play my boy Vex's track, Shit Talker. There we go.
Hey, you fucking bitch. You got a lot of mouth when I'm not around, but how about you step you're as hard as you claim to swear to be? You're a bitch and you know it, because none of your words ever went straight to my face. Keep it up, you fucking coward. It's going to hurt you. Trust me, pussy.
Yeah. Who's this for? Shit-talking haters, chatty punks, hell, anyone flapping their mouth. See, I don't look for a fight, but welcome it fully. I ain't no bully, you feel obligated to talk. I'll be quick to stomp your nuts and jaw till you're in a coma. I don't pretend the maniac, bitch, I'll show you. Keep on talking, I got something for you. But I do things a little more level-headed. Paranoia problems, but I'll swing at you, you can bet it. If you shoot your mouth off, fuck, staying calm. Yo, it's on, I'll blow the hell up like a goddamn bomb. I hear you saying how you better. You can whoop me, then let's see. Lose the crew and the weapon and step to me. I'll keep it civil to your diss. I don't care who you are, I put a boot in you, bitch. I take things pretty far. Keep your mouth closed, keep yourself safe. I'll say it to your people, say it to my face. Bring it, don't sing it, come and talk with your fist. Know about this, only cowards talk shit. What you got in your mind?
is a lie. Talking trash online. If I could reach through this computer, I'd break your spine. You never know how fast talking shit can take a life. I'll teach a stupid fact to step to mine. Feeling tough, get in line. Look at the scars on my fist and begin to think of that last mouthy bitch. I won't tolerate the smallest fucking diss. You're tripping, your ego slipping. Put my barrel to your head, cause I caught you. Now you're fucking pants, you're pissing. You wanna look hard and impressed, come to fact as bad as you wanna be. Expect nothing less than a fucking mess. You insult an insane individual, then the outcome is just common sense. Gain a new regret. Keep your mouth closed, keep yourself safe. Don't say it to your people, say it to my face. Bring it, don't sing it, come and talk with your fist. Know about this, only cowards talk shit. If you ain't a homie, you know me, I highly advise you mind your own. After that, I'm breaking bones. You're the kind of people I see through who fuck with something lethal. You're not too bright to provoke the wrath of someone evil. I never wanted a problem, but you assembled it perfectly. So I have no choice but to teach, better learn it, see? Fuck with the bull, get the horn. Leave your mouth completely torn, so close your mouth. Punk motherfucker, you have been warned.
And we're back.
Yay. Oh, wait, is that a song, Brace Yourself?
Brace Yourself?
Yeah.
By who?
What was that? I swear that shit earlier. It was ABK AMD?
Possibly. Let me see. Cause I got a lot of AMB up on here and ABK. I don't see Brace Yourself. Let me see. Let me go up on the ABK. Probably up there. No.
Damn.
Wait, no, I guess we do. Brace yourself, here we go.
Brace yourself.
for sure. Cause it's impossible to fuck with psychopathic.
Brace yourself and hold on tight. If I was you, I would not let go. You cross that line into our domain. Now we have to kill you slow. Ain't no escaping, there's no way out. Now you belong to us.
Now you're exposed to the underground, so they can see who not to trust.
Psychopathic, automatic, fresh shit on the mind. Ain't nobody got this, we get hard up on the grind. Brace yourself, cause when we hit your dome, it's going flat. Better be ready for the attack with an axe hatchet, a gap.
You could never stop our face in the boots I wear. I'd be surprised if they fit, and I'm a size 10 player. In the streets, your name is Jump Chain. You ain't worth shit, your whole life is just a joke like a comedy bit.
Right, right, right. 7 inches worth of butcher knives stuck inside your hooker wife just cause she was looking right. Every time we do a show, I take the stage and took a line. Brace yourself and say goodnight. Underground scrub
we ask murder in the industry and killing anybody. Hiding in the alleyways and creeping through their lobbies. Red and black, we at war and we ready to fight. So you better brace yourself and hold on tight.
Brace yourself
and hold tight because tonight is gonna be a long ride.
No one else
can do this like we do because they mind ain't right.
All I know
is when it comes to the hatchet, we attach it.
And that's for sure.
Cause it's impossible to fuck with psychopathic.
It's that time, homie. You ready?
Yup. Let's do it, man.
And we're back.
If you don't show you, it's gonna call. You're gonna cut it off at one.
Yeah. Get some sleep.
Well, that's because these shows are gonna hang out real fast and call right back. That's why I get more minutes on my shit.
All right. Let's see. Man, these motherfucking soldier dudes are fucking stupid. And let's see.
I'm back.
I figured. Yeah, so he's got about 10 minutes.
That's if he ain't playing no video games. You never really know how he is.
Well, one way to find out. Let's sign into my my PSN. Let's see who's on.
I think it's the weekend, so you don't gotta pick his person up for work. So that, yeah.
Well, that we know of, anyways. I mean, shit, it's the weekend. I had to work.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah, nope, he's not on video games. I mean, unless he's like, you know, signed off and doing it. Then playing games. So that's what I do, fucking just log off. I start playing my games so when, you know, I ain't got nobody bugging me up on there.
I don't blame you. I really don't freaking blame you.
See, not on Facebook. You know what? Fuck it. I'm gonna play some more fucking Mushroom Head anyways, and maybe he'll show up for Mushroom Head. Here we go. This is track number 4, QWERTY. G, what'd you think of that track, man, from Mushroom Head?
I don't know.
You're late.
Nigga, what the hell gives you the nerve to say I'm late? Mister, I didn't show up for 3 days. So
yeah.
Who's your new girlfriend, Angel?
What you mean?
You've been on the phone every night with a girl.
Yeah.
I mean, a girk.
A girk? What the fuck is a girk? It's also like some Star Trek or Star Wars bullshit.
So I guess
I mean,
you know
you're one. Well, I mean, you are the one who kept calling out. Well, you tried to sell girl, but you put girk instead there, Angel.
I did not put no fucking girk.
Which post? Go ahead and read your messages to Havoc, then.
Yeah, you put girk.
Girk? Hey, I was typing fast and I was tired as hell. Hell, cut me a fucking break.
Gert. So then what's your excuse for all the other times you missed out something?
We be on the phone for 3 damn hours. Hell.
3 hours? What the fuck's the matter with you?
What the hell do you talk to somebody on the phone for 3 hours for?
That's the thing. Oh, no nonsense. There's not much to talk about yet, but 3 fucking hours.
We could be on the phone for 3 hours, not saying one word.
Man.
No lie, it's been a crazy last 24 hours, though.
Man.
Oh, yeah?
Were you the one that
stabbed somebody in front of the Papa John's? Was that you?
No, you crazy-ass motherfucker.
Stabbed somebody and then you drove off.
Yeah. With your dead girlfriend. That's a passenger.
Fuck that.
His girlfriend ain't dead, man. He just told you. He talked on the phone for 3 hours.
And we're not,
yeah, man.
It ain't official yet. I'm still supposed to be single.
Oh, so she's just like a side bitch.
Probably.
In case something else comes up.
Yeah, something better. But man. Do you remember that dude fucking Cujo?
Cujo. The dog.
The one with the chronic bitch.
Yeah, the one that called it with fucking Miss Chronic. You know, aka fucking
Samantha.
Yeah, Samantha.
What about Cujo? Did he get put down?
He's in jail.
I wish.
So he's in jail?
Yep.
For what?
Because he tried to hit
fucking a minor.
Actually, that's part of the reason why he's in jail. Other reason is because of the fact he tried to hit Leanne.
Who?
Leanne.
How the hell does Cujo fit into Leanne stories? What?
But because of the fact he was staying with her.
Wait, what? That was her boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, no wonder she's single now.
Yeah, man, tried to hit her, then fucking went to the bathroom, and like went into the bathroom, fucking started cutting his fucking legs and arms.
Oh, so who that's the person that was cutting himself yesterday?
Yep.
Bingo.
Said he did it over a girl. Who's the girl?
Leanne.
He did it over her.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She was crying and all upset because he cut himself over her.
I mean, yeah.
She said that her friend cut himself or whatever. I was like, a dumbass.
But yeah, that would be the one.
And I was like, damn, kids. She's like, he's 27. What the fuck? 27 years old.
I'm 22 and I don't even do that
yourself.
Dumb shit. Yeah.
That was like on the news, I saw this 13-year-old kid, he was having sex with his teacher. Like, don't you think, you know, he would know it was wrong at that point in time?
Well, he's like, fuck it.
Like, he was fucking his teacher, and then he was going to the hospital and shit, saying that's his aunt, getting some pills and shit.
Yeah,
the teacher be doing some crazy shit. No fucking joke.
You show people fucking stupid.
I just want to know why an old lady wants to have sex with a little boy, or you know, the typical thing of an old guy fucking a little girl.
Man, why the fucking priest want to have sex with little boys?
all that porn on the, all that porn on the internet, and you're looking at little kids.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The church, man. They're fucked up.
Yeah, they did.
Because it's really all about money. Let's see, what the church wants you to think they want. They want to help you, and they want you to get closer to God, blah, 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 be a good person and shit like that. But what they really do...
want is your money. I used to do the church life. Yeah, I know.
Or they want to take your money and rape your kids. That's all they want to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yep.
So just think, if people would stop giving them money, then what? Then what would they do?
They'd still be bitching.
They say, well, you're not going to get into heaven if you don't give me all your money.
And probably, that's what the Father ended up saying.
Like a matter of fact, like, the funeral is just out Saturday there. Like, they wouldn't even let the lady go to church one last time without paying them $700 or some shit.
That's fucking bullshit.
So they said they just didn't do that, you know. They just said some prayers and whatnot at the funeral home. Like, you see that? The church wants money.
Yeah. Sure, I can see why I fucking left my church.
Man, I don't even go to church. Never have, never will.
You've never went to church ever?
Nope.
Damn.
I'm always an off and honor in church. So, yeah.
Went to church for like 16, 17 years.
No, anytime summertime, I always used to dip. That's how I'm always off and honor.
Oh, yeah? Why'd you dip?
Yeah,
I better be go to the fucking beach or go to the fucking pool and go to a fucking church.
You hear that? You hear that? God.
But there ain't no joke. There's some fucking freaks in church.
What the fuck?
It's true. It's damn true.
Yeah, so says Kurt Angle.
What the hell you know about freaks in church for, man?
Yeah. More than likely, he was probably one of the kids that was molested by the fucking priest.
Yeah, were you the altar boy? Was that you, Angel?
Hell no. I went to a different church. You talking about the one in fucking Ohio? You talking about that one?
I'm just saying in general, man.
In general, so I thought you guys were talking about
happen?
That one in general. That was on the one on the fucking news. But no, never happened. None of that shit never fucking happened. Fuck that.
Did it happen, but you're standing by your priest?
Never, like none of that shit ever happened. None of it.
Like a bitch that got punched in the face and shit? Standing by her man? Are you standing by your priest? Is it okay that he did that?
I hated my fucking priest.
It doesn't matter if you hated him. It still happened.
Yeah.
None of that. That's baby back bullshit.
Did he buy you baby back ribs afterwards?
No! Smart ass.
He probably did. He's like, here, take your baby back ribs. Don't tell anybody I fucked you.
Yeah, don't tell anybody I fucked you in your asshole.
And thus the fat version of Angel was born.
Yeah, that's why he got fat, man. He just kept eating. He was so depressed. Now it's all coming together.
Yeah.
You focus on crack, what the fuck?
On crack or something, or crack. Two of the options were crack.
Actually, no.
You got some tits and ass on some fucking hot sauce.
Crack and hot sauce?
The fuck?
Tits and ass and hot sauce.
What the fuck kind of joke you on, motherfucker?
The tits and ass are for the havoc. Hot sauce is for ghetto.
Man, I don't like hot sauce. I don't like real spicy shit.
Well, he drinks real spicy shit.
That's why he's always shitting.
Yeah, look at Don Vito. He drank the whole thing of fucking hot sauce.
Don Vito. That dude do still do stupid shit.
No
probably.
Shit.
They probably killed that guy by now.
Probably.
Is he still alive? I'm just curious. Is he?
Probably.
Man, I think
I mean,
he's still in jail.
In jail? What the fuck is he in jail for?
He's
a dumbass.
Down there,
the
arrested at one time.
What do you get arrested for?
I think molesting a fucking minor.
What the fuck?
Wow.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's some crazy ass shit, but damn.
Come on, man. You got all them famous people with shit, man. Could have got him a bitch. Like, what the fuck?
There we go, man. On August 18th, 2006, Don Vito was arrested in the Colorado Mills Mall in Lakewood, Colorado for groping two 12-year-olds at an autograph signing.
What the hell?
You took the word right out of my fucking mouth, G. Damn.
They came to the signing to get groped.
Oh, man.
To get hard.
What? Why did 12-year-olds know who he was?
Sure, blame the 12-year-old for getting groped by him.
Well, why else would they have been there?
And
Matt
probably
Morgan.
For fucking... Matt Morgan, what the fuck? Where the hell did Matt Morgan come from?
What?
Hello, pay him for doing stupid shit. Could have paid the kids.
What?
But let's see, his bail was set at $50,000. He posted bond. Let's see. As a condition of his bond, he was ordered not to possess any alcohol, drugs, or weapons, and is not permitted to contact the victim. Well, duh.
He probably didn't even know who the fuck they were. What the hell?
Oh, man, but I think it's funny how the way the fucking attorney fucking defended him on, let's see. During a preliminary hearing on February 1st, 2007, the arresting officer, Melissa Main, testified that Margera called her and a fellow officer psycho bitches during his arrest. He was represented by Pamela Mackey, the same lawyer who defended Kobe Bryant. There was an argument. There was an arraignment hearing on March 5th, 2007, at which he pleaded not guilty. A motion hearing occurred on May 25th, 2007, and a 5-day jury trial was scheduled to begin on August 27th, 2007. In August, Majer was accused of 12 felony counts for violating his bail conditions. And if convicted on those counts, he would serve up to 18 months in prison. The criminal trial started October 22nd in Golden, Colorado. In court on October 24th, Margera's attorney argued that he was playing his goofy, outrageous, and vulgar television persona for the young teens. The girls accusing Margera was shocked by his actions, according to witness. The prosecutor said Don Vito was out of control during his public event. He was so intoxicated that he peed his pants while with these children.
I wasn't pee.
On the second day of testimony, a teenage boy testified that he was sitting there at the table where Mercer was giving autographs and saw him grab a girl who came around the table for photos. On Friday, October 27th, the third day of the trial, defense attorneys portrayed Mercer as a banane bumbler and argued that Mercer's signature arm maneuver may have been mistaken for breast fondling. His sister-in-law, April Mercer, told the court she has never seen Don Vito fondle anyone on or off the show. On cross-examination, the prosecutor asked April if she saw her brother-in-law fondle girls. When she said no, the prosecutor showed her three pictures, one of Mercer apparently trying to kiss a woman's breast, and two of him apparently trying to fondle a woman's breast. The defense and prosecution made their closing statements on October 31st, and the jury started to deliberate the case in late afternoon. Defense attorneys concede he was profane and outrageous, but content he was playing the role of Don Vito. On October 31st, he was found guilty of two counts of sexual assault on a minor and acquitted on one count. After the conviction, Mercer collapsed on the floor and yelled, "Kill me now," as guards restrained him. Then removed him from the room on November 1st, 2007. He was put on suicide watch. He was held at the Jefferson County Detention Facility until his sentencing on December 22nd, 2007. He faced between 2 years to a life in prison. On December 20th, 2007, Mercer was sentenced to 10 years of serious probation. The fuck is serious probation? Like, the fuck? But which he will be required to serve in Pennsylvania. He was further ordered to not portray the character Don Vito in any capacity, appearing on television, writing books, autograph signs while serving his sentence. He was also ordered to register as a sex offender in Colorado and Pennsylvania to receive an evaluation of his mental health and to work on his problems with alcohol. So there you go. Don Vito is a child molester. Man, and the fact that he fucking fell on the floor, fucking telling people to kill him now. What the fuck? Oh, man, it's just fucking nuts. That's funny.
There is nothing funny about groping a 12-year-old.
No, but the fact that it was fucking Don Vito trying to do it.
The fact that he was claiming that he was playing a role is kind of funny, though.
Yeah, right?
I just wanted to give her some advice.
Yeah, just give her some advice. Teach her how to play with a tip. Like, damn it, Don Vito.
The hell are you doing?
Nah, what the fuck is he doing? Keeps dropping his phone.
Nothing.
He's playing with his phone over there.
Nah, just took off my phone.
Keep your clothes on, man.
So yeah. What? I'm fucking hot.
Yeah, while you're up on here, keep your clothes on. No stripping allowed.
I'm not gonna put no fuck. I'm not gonna. Fuck that.
You're not gonna pull what?
Sure hope right. You ain't pulling anything, you sick bastard.
Yeah. So
sick freak.
Oh, whatever.
He's feeling like a freak on Ollie's.
So apparently the Punisher made a Cinema Apprentice in Captain America 2.
I don't know.
What the hell did you just say?
He doesn't even know. What the fuck are you talking about?
Seriously, what did you just say?
Something about the Punisher.
The Punisher made a Cinema Appears in Captain America 2.
The Winter Soldier.
Yeah, the Punisher.
The fuck is the Punisher doing in that movie? If he's in that movie, if he's in that movie, he better have fucking killed Captain America.
Well, that and plus,
I don't know. But you know, now fucking Angel reminds me of somebody. He reminds me of Lana. I mean, for fuck's sake, he can't talk right sometimes, and that bitch can probably say the word shut up properly. Shut up.
Because she's a fucking American trying to talk like she's from Russia and shit.
I was like, yeah, man, because, like, every single time she fucking says something like, shut up, I'm like, tough. The fuck is tough?
Well, write her a letter.
Oh, smash does happen, though.
Yeah, write her a letter. Stupid American. Write me a letter.
So I hope, but seriously though, I know you guys don't pay attention to fucking boxing, but I hope they do a fucking Pacquiao versus Mayweather again.
Who won this one?
Oh no, the last one, they had to cancel the last one, the last match because of fucking drugs.
What?
You're on drugs? We know this.
So
they had to cancel the last fight.
Did it happen though, the one that they're advertising for now?
No, not yet, no.
No.
In the process.
Yes, in the process.
Man, I really want to see Mayweather lose just because they made him win so many times.
Man, I want to see fucking Mayweather. Hold on. Damn it. Airstrike's coming. But no, I really want to see Mayweather actually
pause. Yeah, damn.
No, I really want to see fucking Mayweather actually, you know, read Harry Potter.
Oh yeah, you talking about that bet with 50 Cent?
Yeah.
We've been over this, Havoc. I was telling you about this, but he probably can't read it.
And I doubt he can read period.
That's why.
He thought that's all economics bullshit.
I mean, if he could read, that'd be fucking a miracle. But I doubt it. Like you said,
the world may never know.
Yeah, it looks like fucking Tootsie Roll Pop. I mean, it looks like it's going to get Tootsie Roll Pop. The world may never know.
One, two, three.
And apparently the Hardys got a new mobile app.
Who?
The Hardys.
Why do they fucking care about that?
What the hell does that do?
Did they go extreme?
You press the app and all of a sudden somebody, you know, gets on their knees a little further over so you can jump off of them. You press the app, somebody brings a ladder out.
Well, I mean, I guess it's better than a fucking the Rey Mysterio app.
You press the app, you get injured.
Exactly.
You press the app, you become a tiger.
What the fuck would you become a tiger for?
For Jeff
Hardy. Fucking tiger, hitting dragon.
Jeff Hardy looking like a fucking cat? Shit.
But yeah, man, fucking, I saw the fucking Rey Mysterio mask in fucking Toys R Us. And honestly, I was afraid to touch it because of the fact I figured if I touched it, I'd get injured.
Oh yeah, they have any? They have any good action figures over there?
I don't fucking know. It was all John Cena and fucking Sheamus. They had a Dean Ambrose one.
Damn, dude, that's just like over here. Damn.
So, yeah, no.
Yeah, that's... I just thought it was here that we had nobody. But apparently it's over everywhere.
And, man, when the fuck did Fandango become a damn WWE champion?
Never.
What the fuck are you smoking since when?
What up, man? Nah, because we have this fucking, like I saw this fucking title belt that they had in there where we played it. It plays music. And the one of the themes they had for it was Fandango.
The fuck?
Yeah, bud. That's what I was saying.
Yeah, that doesn't work at all.
Hell nah, bud.
Where the hell is Fandango anyway?
He's busy being a bitch since, you know, he doesn't have any chicks with him anymore.
He got fired.
How much
of
that they're going to be... Maybe they're changing this fucking gimmick.
To what?
To what?
I don't know. You know how they are. Look what they... Look what the fucking creative team's doing with the fucking John... With John Cena. They're forcing... Vinnie Mac is forcing them to do something with him.
To do what? He hasn't done anything.
Yeah.
I know that. That's what I'm saying. What the fuck? They're Vince is forcing the fucking creative team to help out John Cena more. That's fucking bullshit.
So
nope.
What? He wants them to win more?
Or he wants him to become a heel finally? You know, it's gonna suck anyways.
Well, yeah, he's still gonna suck, but I mean, I think it's about time.
Yeah, probably.
Just for even a little bit, for fuck's sake.
True. Well, wasn't he technically a heel when he first came in?
Yeah, but what?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, but 10 to 20 years later, bam. He's gonna bring him a heel again when he was a face most of his fucking career.
I mean, he sucked as a heel then.
No, it was all right. He wasn't so annoying back then.
True.
Even though I missed most of his career, though.
You're probably lucky.
You're lucky as a motherfucker.
So, like, maybe like a little bit of it or something. I don't know. There's a big gap of... I don't even remember a big chunk of wrestling. And that was during the time like John Cena and everybody was coming in.
Yeah, you're definitely lucky then.
I mean, I remember him debuting and coming out and smacking Kurt Angle and shit like that.
Oh,
yeah,
the Ruthless Aggression era.
Yeah, and when, you know, he got for that here and fucking Undertaker's respect and shit.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember his whole word life shit. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when he actually thought he could rap.
It really wasn't that bad.
Well,
yeah,
compared to now,
yeah,
where, you know...
Until they started writing this shit.
Somebody actually wrote his shit?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Who
was it? Paul Heyman.
Sure, I remember when Justin Roberts did some fucking. I remember that shit.
Justin Roberts.
What do you remember?
Justin Roberts.
And what did he do?
Beatboxing.
I don't remember that.
I don't either. You're smoking crack.
I'm not on crack, Jack.
man, I miss the days where they used to reveal the who's on the cover of Playboy.
Oh,
yeah.
Good fucking times.
Now TNA got to do something kind of close to that.
Yeah, with the fucking calendar.
Yeah. Why don't you just show us Taryn Terrell naked again? We all seen the photos.
Shall I just see Velvet Sky fucking naked? Fuck.
Well, probably never going to see that.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah, there's even news of fucking Gail Kim on the fucking web.
Nobody wants to see that.
Yeah, she's not that odd.
Yeah, no. But, I wouldn't mind seeing a fucking Velvet Sky naked.
That's what he just said.
Oh, he said Gail Kim.
Yeah.
No,
before
I said Velvet Sky first.
Sky. And, of course, Havoc. I wouldn't mind seeing her naked.
No, I thought you were talking about yourself. I was like, no. What? No. But I saw a picture of that Havoc girl, man. How come in the picture she's not as large as she is on TV?
I don't know.
I mean, she looks all right in, like, the picture and shit, but you see her on TV, it's like, ugh.
My person I think that TNA should bring back is fucking Roxy.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Man, that's like a full game.
Roll Dog and Billy Gunn brought her in.
Yeah, she was not that good looking.
But then she kicked ass, though.
They should bring that vampire chick back.
Who, Winter?
No, what the fuck was her name? She used to be in, like, the newer ECW and shit. And then she was in TNA or something.
Oh, she was part of LAX.
If you say so.
She did the same with Kevin Thorne. I know exactly who you're talking about.
They should bring that chick back, though.
They should bring a lot of chicks back. That should look good. Like, for sure.
They should bring Candice Michelle back.
Yeah. And fucking Ashley.
Yeah, right there. She got fired. She ain't getting. She ain't coming back.
No, bring her to fucking TNA.
I don't want to see her in TNA.
Well, I can bring her back to WWE, so I mean, might as well bring her back somewhere.
They bring her to TNA.
Unless you don't got the 30
to 60 day
clause on
her.
The contract.
What about you with the contract?
They usually got 30 to 90 days on the contract.
She got fired years ago, man.
Yeah,
so that shit expired. Bring back fucking Maria.
Maria's in ROH. She ain't coming back.
Yeah, she got her Playboy issue.
Yeah. Damn it, give Vito a fucking Playboy issue.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
He deserves one. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Give Kelly a fucking Playboy issue.
Man, she's pretty much close to that.
This is
may
true.
As well. Once you see that photo, though, man, I think she's trying to fool us, though. Trying to make it look like she has, like, a bigger ass than she does.
Yeah, I think she's trying to do that.
I don't know, man. I don't know if that ass is that big. I mean, it got a little bit bigger since she left the WWE, but not that big.
I don't know. They can do better with that.
Man, she needs to make some more stuff or something, man. She hasn't made anything in a long time.
Yeah, seriously.
Damn it, Barbara.
Let's see. Who else can I do a fucking Playboy with?
Melina?
Yeah. Layla.
Layla, man, she came pretty close to, you know, being practically naked in some photos.
Exactly.
Oh, well, stream that will say, yeah.
What did you just say?
Extreme ass will say.
That, too, yeah.
Let's see, who else can they use?
Miss Jackie?
White bitch and a black bitch.
The one that used to be with Charlie Haas.
White bitch. Okay. Yes. Oh, I mean, come on. You got to remember, there were two Jackies. There was Jacqueline and there was Jackie. So, you know.
That's with DX.
Exactly. But let's see, who else can they bring back? Or putting that shit on. Shit, put fucking AJ Lee and Paige.
There you go, lesbian issue.
Exactly.
Have another, like, yeah, that, oh, hell to the yeah.
Man, they'd make a lot of fucking money off of that.
Yeah, they would.
Hell yeah.
You can put Brie Bella up in there.
Well, if one of them were to get it, it'd probably be Nikki.
No, they could put Nikki somewhere else, like the ugliest bitch of the month issue.
Like the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
damn.
Yeah, the Wizard. No, not the Wizard of Oz. No, Wizard of Oz. That bitch is starting to look like a fucking lizard.
A lizard. She looks more like a witch.
Well, witch, come on with the lizard.
Okay.
Man, did you know Don Vito was in a fucking music video with Redman?
What?
Huh?
Did you know that Don Vito was in a fucking music video with Redman?
I do know.
That poor bastard.
Yeah, his video for Put It Down, fucking Don Vito played a fucking cop.
How about that? No, wake up.
No. Damn it, Big Show, no.
That's really how he sleeps, though.
Man, he probably does it that way.
Fuck that, nah. I snored up, but not that loud. Fuck.
How do you know you're sleeping?
Exactly.
I usually pay attention to myself sleeping. What?
No, I slept with a friend.
You slept with a friend?
Yeah. And she said I snored.
Oh, she. Okay.
I don't know. Now, when he says she, only he says she is because it's actually a cross-dresser.
It's true.
Or fucking training.
Fuck that.
Yeah, that's kind of like this damn song that Busta B sent me, man. Talking about trannies.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, talking about he's trying to hook up with some bitch or some shit. Turns out to be a fucking dude or something. I was like, the fuck is this? So if I am going to put anything on this, it's going to be me making fun of him. Because there ain't no damn way I'm going to be rapping about hooking up with a tranny or something. Fuck.
Well, hey, like we did that one day, rap about fucking Thanksgiving. Fuck.
Well, I do need some more lyrics. Maybe throw something in there about some turkey.
Yeah.
And but talk about fucking Easter and talk about fucking Halloween.
I was like, why are you trying things, man? Her voice is deeper than yours. But, like, he sent me that song. I was like, what is this? I was like, did this happen from, like, personal experiences? But apparently he said he wrote it when he was, like, 16, 17 years old.
Wow.
So he did it on a train when he was 16?
I don't know why anybody would ever want to write a song like that.
Yeah, that's probably one of the songs that he probably should have just thrown away.
I mean, it's meant to be a funny song, but still.
That's just my business.
Yeah. Ain't none of my business. Maybe I'll throw that line in there, too. That ain't none of my business.
And just for Angel, you know, throw him in there, it costs $19.95.
Fuck. I am not saying that.
You should have said, that's what the fuck of it.
I'll make a nice little skit for Angel and say stupid shit like that.
Oh, damn. What?
It could be like an infomercial.
Man,
okay,
he already is.
I'm selling some rice and beans for $19.95.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah,
you're
really
getting lots of rice and beans then.
Yeah, seriously. And I ain't not that fucking cheap crap either.
What the? Hey, some of those fucking bags, I bought a big fucking bag. And they're like $12 a fucking pound.
And he ate it with all one day.
Wait, hold on. Did you say it's $12 a pound?
Yeah.
God damn.
Because I don't buy those little small ones, but I buy the big ones.
He ate it all one day.
That's a lot of fucking rice. Yeah, are you on crack? Somebody get this dude some more hot sauce.
Crackheads don't usually like hot sauce.
Oh, man, yeah, like so far from what I've heard, so far this new album from Mushroom, it's actually pretty good. Well, you know, except for the cover that they did of Adele.
Adele?
Yeah.
Which song?
Rumor has it.
Are you serious?
Yes.
What the
hell? Here, you can listen to it.
You're a stone.
When just 'cause I said it, it don't mean that I meant it. People say crazy things just 'cause I said it. It don't mean that I meant it. And just 'cause you heard it,
and I could not, I did not let that whole fucking...
Why did it turn into dubstep?
I don't know. But
yeah.
I absolutely hated that track.
Is there a better song to listen to?
let's see, I'll give you a choice here. You can go with, either Portraits of the People, The Cold Rain, no, This Cold Rain, We Are the Truth, Son of Seven, For Your Pleasure, Worlds Collide, Graveyard, Du Jour, Out of Your Mind. They got some remixes on there, they have, as well.
Remixes to what?
Dope Ass Watt Remix. Watt DJ Remix or DG Remix. We Are the Truth 3.0.
3.0.
Let's see, Nate. Tracks you didn't hear earlier since you weren't here was Our Apologies, How Many Times, Devils Be Damned.
Were any of those good?
Yeah, those are actually good. I think How Many Times was definitely one of the best ones.
Play that. What was that song you said? Out of Our Minds.
Yep. Out of My Mind. Here we go.
Yeah.
You sure you played the right track?
Yeah.
So they kept talking about being a patriot. I was like, that ain't the song I picked.
Yeah, that's it. Out of my mind.
Well, see, that sounds a lot better.
Speaking of songs.
Right? Sounds better with
Harry,
the...
You said Harry.
Oh, damn it!
Misspelled it. You said earlier you misspelled a song with some fucking Bible.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Ghetto G. You realize you misspelled a song, right?
What the hell did I misspell? What did I even upload?
Man, it took me this long to notice it. But, what was it? Fucking Moonshine Bandits. My Super Goggles. You put My Super Googles.
Jeez, how long ago was that?
Yeah, but I just now noticed it.
Oh, about that. Googles. It's a new song.
Yeah.
I had
no idea. It's all about Google going Super Saiyan.
No. But anyway, what I was trying to say is that sounds a lot better with the singing and J-Man rapping in there and again.
Yeah, it does. I think the one track I have not listened to yet would be Graveyard du Jour.
You listened to the entire thing already?
No, not yet.
You just said the only track you didn't listen to. What's that?
I haven't listened to Worlds Collide. I haven't listened to the remixes yet.
We'll play one more of them.
Sounds good. Let's go with Graveyard du Jour.
Love me. And we're back.
Kind of. I'm here. Tired.
Oh, wake up.
Yeah, that was a dope track. I mean, the whole piano thing on there kind of threw, they kind of threw me off a little bit, though.
I wonder what the hell kind of merchandise they're going to have.
I don't know, but they got new masks and shit, too.
Yeah, well, that's a little out of the price range, you know what I'm saying?
Let's see what kind of merchandise they have for this shit. So, merch. Still same old merch.
Same old merch. I don't think I've ever even seen anything.
Yeah, like one like where it's like a Halloween, like Halloween type version of it.
What are we talking like, about? Masks?
No, sure. Night of the Shroom was a bit like looks like Night of the Living Dead. Fucking a Mushroom Head Mario shirt.
Man, I have this old Mushroom Head shirt, and it's like the edited version of the shirt or some shit, because it looks like he's supposed to be holding up the middle finger, but he's holding up his ring finger.
Shit, man, they even have a fucking shirt with the fuck logo on it, so it says fuck.
Nice. A lot of people keep making t-shirts with fuck on it.
And they need to make more of them.
They got a bunch now. Or I thought it was pretty funny this one day back in high school, man, where me and these dudes, man, we all had the same t-shirt, so we all wore it on the same day. And it was a Mushroom Head t-shirt. And then every time we see each other, we'd be like, hey, that's a nice shirt.
What the fuck?
How many was there? Was four of you or there's more?
There's three of us. Me and two other
people.
But it was just funny because we all had the same Mushroom Head shirt.
Let's see. They got one with fucking Waylon on it. One with Jeffrey.
You can just send me the link. That sounds nice.
I can do that.
I mean, they are going to be here October 1st, so, I mean, you can see it there, too.
Yeah, it'll be up this way, when is it? The 4th?
I don't know.
And then next month, we get to see the fucking brains.